Today's story is called Nelly and Her Special Friends, written by Bradley Pulse. Let's listen closely now. Nelly had just moved into a snug little house near a calm river deep into the forest. Nelly was a bit different from other young people because she wished to have a quiet life all by herself. She liked the idea of listening only to the sounds of nature. The river's quiet waters and the whispering trees were all she needed. But Nelly's first night in the new home was terrible. Wayengakwazi ukulala edikwe zingcongconi ezibhubhuzelayo zimngxolela. She tossed and turned, grumbling and trying to shoo them away.
These mosquitoes are being such pests. Yo, zawulala njani ke ngoku? Yo.
As Nelly sat up in bed, sweating and complaining about the mosquitoes, something dropped from the ceiling and hung in front of her face. It was a spider dangling from the ceiling.
Eek!
Nelly shouted, startled.
Mala?
Sacho isicawu, ngelizwi elipholileyo. Nelly blinked in surprise.
Hi, did you just talk to me?
She said. The spider nodded, its 8 legs wiggling.
Yes, I did. Ndikuvile ngokukhalazela ingcongconi ezingxolayo. I have a proposal for you.
Said the spider, feeling a bit curious, Nelly said.
Sure, I'm listening.
So the spider explained.
I'm quite the expert at making webs. I could spin my web here in your room, and I promise to catch all the pesky mosquitoes. Indoza kuyifumana wena, bubuthongo obumnandi. Mna, ndifumane isidlo esimnandi. What do you think?
Nelly thought about it for a moment. It was an unusual idea, having a spider as a roommate. But if it means saying goodbye to the pesky mosquitoes, she was ready to give it a go.
Okay, fine, little spider, you've got yourself a deal,
said Nelly. The next day, as Nelly was cleaning a fish she caught for dinner, a cloud of flies buzzed around in her kitchen. Nelly swatted at them, feeling a bit annoyed.
You man, as impukane, I as pesky as those mosquitoes, you,
she said. Out of nowhere, a gecko appeared, gracefully dropping from the ceiling right onto Nelly's shoulder. She let out a little scream.
Good day.
The gecko greeted her calmly. Nelly stared at the gecko, her heart racing.
You can talk too?
Nelly asked. The gecko nodded, its small eyes twinkling.
Absolutely, yes. I couldn't help but overhear you grumbling about the flies. I have a proposal for you.
What kind of a proposal?
Nelly asked cautiously. The gecko explained.
I'm a quick hunter and quite skilled at catching flies. If you let me have a cozy spot to sleep inside your home, I promise to get rid of all these pesky flies.
Even though she was a bit surprised, Nelly realized the gecko's offer could be very helpful.
Deal, little gecko. Okay, you can stay in my house. Please just get rid of these flies.
Nelly said. And so, Nelly's house turned into a rather unexpected home for a spider and a gecko. The spider wove its intricate web while the gecko darted around, snatching flies right out of the air. Days turned into weeks, and Nelly found herself enjoying her peaceful life more than ever. One sunny morning, Nelly was sweeping her porch outside when she remembered that her cousins and their children were coming to visit that day.
Yo, bayangxola bantwana. This lovely, quiet place won't be so quiet for long.
As Nelly said this, she heard rustling nearby. When she turned to see what it was, she saw a big crocodile lumber towards her. It stopped and yawned, showing its big mouth full of sharp teeth. To Nelly's surprise and shock, the crocodile greeted her with a friendly smile.
Hello, neighbor! Hello, neighbor! I couldn't help but overhear you grumbling about noisy children. I have a proposal for you.
And so, we come to the end of another Nalimali story time. Today's story was called Nelly and Her Special Friends, written by Bradley Pauls. This story was brought to you by the Nalimali Reading for Enjoyment campaign in association with Standard Bank and SABC Education.
Sam, I've got my hands full of pega. Come, Papa. Baby, come, darling. No, we'll see. I'll go and see Pega. Please, just for a few minutes.
Okay, sure. You just love your toy truck, don't you, my boy? Did you know that our home was built with bricks that were carried by trucks? Yeah. And when the trucks delivered the bricks slowly, one by one, up went the walls and then the roof.
Even before children can speak, stories help them understand the world around them. Telling stories from birth helps them learn about words and language. Practice this a few minutes every day with a free Nalimali story at www.nalimali.org or WhatsApp stories to 0600-442254. Nalimali. It starts with a story.